Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're up to Amud Kuf Chaf Aleph Simin Sadi Sif Ches. We're going to talk about the halachos of davening when one needs to travel. So Mechaber writes, B'shas Adchak, in a unique case, K'gon Shetzarech LaHashkim L'Derech, if he needs to get up early to travel, Yachal Yisbal Mishalot Ala Amud HaShachar. We learned in the beginning of Simin Pei Test that the halacha is a lechatchila, one is not supposed to daven prior to Nates, but b'di'evad, the tefillah is acceptable mishalot amud hashachar. So in such an instance where he needs to travel, when it's amud hashachar, so then he'll be able to daven, and then immediately after travel, so v'yamtim milikos kriyishma achi yizvanashu, he should wait to daven Kriya Shema, and that's not only Kriya Shema itself, but that would also include Birchos Kriya Shema as well. So then in such a case, then he would say Kriya Shema in the appropriate time. In other words, then he would do it after Zman of Nates. Now, what's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? So that we're going to see that when a person is traveling, the assumption over here of the Mechaber is that it's difficult to daven Shemona Esrei when one is traveling, and the assumption here is that Kriya Shema would be easier. Let's skip the words of the Ramah. So the downside is that he's going to miss the mitzvah of being of Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's better that he davens in his house standing. And the downside would be that he's going to miss the smichas gula tefila, but at least he'll be able to daven standing. So that's the halacha. The halacha is that in an extreme case, better for him to daven beforehand when he's not sitting and traveling. The Ramah adds, and the Ramah that we skipped, "Im efshelo likros kriya shma al haderech, da'inu shi'iskan pasuk rishon." This applies if it's possible to read kriya shma and be able to be mechaven. So that is easier to do than standing on the way. Now, Rav Nevensal Shlita points out in his Aros that it could very well be that today the halacha might be a little bit different. He says, "What's better today to daven in the appropriate?" It could very well be that today Rav Nevensal points out that if a person would be able to daven in the appropriate time when he's traveling and be sitting on a bus, let's say. So here the question becomes a little bit different bizman hazeh than it is in the time of Chazal. In the time of Chazal, when you had a Kazakh driving the wagon at the fastest speed with two horses pulling ahead and one wheel broken and one not, so then it's very impossible to stand in the wagon, and it's impossible even to be mechaven even sitting in the wagon. But what about today if it's in a fine coach bus? But you won't be able to stand. You would have to sit. So then in such a case, Rav Nevensal says that he's mesupik. However, he just adds that one should not stand on the bus. He says that v'nir dal kapam lo yispal ba mida be mechonit nasatim yochaleshev v'nei shema mida tiltule ha mechonit mafriyim yoter lekavanaso. Leaving outside issues of safety, which Rav Nevensal is a tremendous machmir on, but he also points out that it will be harder to concentrate standing. So at the end of the day, he feels that it would be better to sit and daven, and he leaves with an open suffix what would be better in such a case, for a person to daven at home, standing after Alos HaShachar before Nates, or sitting on the bus and davening in such a manner. He then adds, a plane might be different. B'matos eina zazu b'derech klal rabim kol kach b'yameinu. Plane doesn't shake too much, and then he says lachen yispal b'amida im yochol below dochak. He says that you could daven standing if it's not going to be difficult, and that would be preferable. And he also adds, Kishim ispal b'yeshiva mechonit o matosa kedome, im yachol yeshev klapi Yerushalayim, ufi hakivuna kolgli shanasiya, af meshech atfil mishanim at at kivuna. So he says that if it's going in the direction towards Eretz Yisrael, or towards Yerushalayim, then that's okay in terms of facing, even though every once in a while it will turn slightly away. So it would be better for a person in terms of davening on the plane if he's davening when it's going towards Eretz Yisrael instead of the inverse. I'd like to add that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, this is something that people like to hack about, but it's not only a hack. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is more firm about how to daven on an airplane than his Talmud mentions over here. This is not well known. In the Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Ches, I fell out of my seat because I always knew that this was on my mind about davening on planes and making minyanim and disturbing people and so on and so forth. So that I always felt that it was evident to me that if the minyanim were going to disturb the stewardesses and so on and so forth, that's dover mesubach, that's something that's complicated if it creates an incorrect perception from people. What I did not know was that Rav Shlomo Zalman addresses it directly. In Halicha Shlomo, Perek Ches Os Dalet, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, Hamispal b'matos b'shas hatisa, yispalel tefila shmona esrei b'yeshiva al mikomo. He should sit. The Ha'aros say that Rav Shlomo Zalman assumed that it was difficult to stand. If it's difficult to stand, that was what he's telling us. That doesn't contradict his Talmud. Rav Nevin Zal seemed to, in Ki'ilu a generation later, said nowadays you could stand on a plane. They're also in the footnote they say that Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, did complain about those who daven on the bus, and they daven Shmon Esrei sitting because they want to make up for lost time. Notice that's the most expedient time for them to daven is on the city bus. So there they have to sit. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that's not right. Okay, so that's the other footnote. But here's the bomb. In another footnote, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted. Umotar lispalo sham b'minyan. Sham being an airplane, you could daven with a minyan. Afal pishe mechitzam afredes bein anashim l'anashim. This is os dalid in Halicha Shlomo Perikhes. Even though there's no separation between men and women, hol ve'ein ze makom kavua l'tfilo mispalo sham rak bakrai. This is a halacha that many are aware of, that there's no need for a mechitza if it's a place where the mispalo bakrai. Ha'ara 12. Umikal makom loyhoi sedas rabenu noiche mareches minyonim litfila bishas hatisa ki hadovar mafriya lishar hanoshim hanim tzorim sham. Wow. Now, that doesn't mean to make a minyan. Don't misquote. It didn't say that Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's also to make a minyan on a plane. But Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy about minyanim on the planes because it disturbs the other people. So that requires everybody has to deal with that issue bichachma as per each particular instance. Let's just go through the Mishnah Berurahs quickly. Sivkat and Lamed Tes Yachol Lispal Mishal Amora Shachar Pirush Debestam Derech Ein Yachol Lachavim Mitfila. In general, on the way, the assumption here is that you can't concentrate. Again, remember, as I pointed out, maybe that no longer applies today. So again, that halacha requires to be readdressed by Poskei Zmanenu, and it would seem to me, I wasn't zochet to discuss this with Rav Nevinzal, but it would seem to me that Rav Nevinzal is pushing in the direction that today the halacha would change. And that a person sitting on the city bus, a coach bus, we should daven after at Nates, even though we won't be able to stand. Because the only time that we learned that you should daven prior to Nates is if you won't be able to concentrate at all. But if you're going to be able to stand, so if you're able to sit and concentrate, so again, he leaves it off as a tzarachiyun. It would seem to me that he's pushing a little bit in that direction, that the halacha would be different. Because then, if a person's only able to sit but daven after nates, that l'chura is ideal as long as if he's able to concentrate. The Mishnah Berurah, though, adds something interesting in Sifkat Mem Beis. He says that you should daven first before nates in your house, and then say Kriya Shema when you're traveling. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Beis, V'rova Olam Ein Nizar Mizeh. Now, what does that mean, Rova Olam Ein Nizar Mizeh? The majority of the world, what do? They daven everything after Alos and prior to nates. So that would also be another reason why we would be noted towards it's better to daven on the coach bus by after nates, because then you'll also get smichas gula l'tfila as well. That, of course, still applies today in an instance where a person gets up late, that he would say Kriya Shema without Berchos Kriya Shema. Let's start Simin Sadi. Hamispalo lo yamun al mitav lo agabi kisev lo agabi safso. Person shouldn't stand on something when they daven. First of all, it's a problem that it's high. Number two, points out the Mishnah Berurah, the pshat over here in the halacha is that also he's going to be tarud v'yare shemayipa. But we're going to see shortly also that there's also a problem of davening on something that's tall. That's the pshat in the Ramah when he adds over here about filu ein gevon gimel. Even if it's not 3 tefachim tall, it's still not appropriate because he's going to be worried. V'lo agabe makom gva el kenei zaken afol ha'shoes ha'kavnasa l'ashmiyam l'tzibur. If he's trying to project his voice, so then in such a case, it will be mutter. What is the makom gva that's asr? Sifei shir makom gva sharm gimel tefachim. 3 tefachim high. Ha'i gva v'yesh bo dalet al damen harei u ka'aliyya u'mutel spalabo. But to daven on an area that's 4x4, Amos, since it's separate shus, then it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Lamid Hey, he makes a ha'ara that there's an expression that Chazal use, hayored lefnei ha'teva. A person goes down in front of the yomot. So what's hayored lefnei ha'teva? So now it's beautiful. Points out the Mishnah Berurah, and that is that the person is not supposed to daven in a makom gavoa, but rather a makom omok. There are two places that I'm aware of, one from my Rebbe and the other that I saw. The Agudas Yisrael of Baltimore, I recall I was once inside Rav Heinemann's shul, that there they have Yored Lefnei HaTeva in front of the Amud, there it's cut into the ground, and there is a step down that the Chazan is mamish. Further down, and that's halacha Yored Lefnei HaTeva. Rav Nevinzal Shlita told me, I believe, that the Yeshurin Shul also has that. Rav Nevinzal said that it's nachon to make a shul like that, where the chazan is mamish Yored Lefnei HaTeva is going down. That's based the Gemara Bracha says mimamaki, that one's supposed to call out, and the chazan is supposed to be in that area. Rav Nevinzal pointed out also, that's why we say Aliyah LaTorah, because the Bima is the exact opposite. The minhag is to make the Bima, not the way we do it in the Hamish places, that you just put down a Bima. No, if you look at the old shuls, the Bima had, they had steps. You walked up to a Bima. So when you went to the Torah, you're Ola LaTorah. And when you daven, particularly the chazan, is Yored HaTeva. Hence the expression of Aliyah. And Rav Nevinzal also said that it's Kedai, Tegai could do that. Akadei Kachar, Rav Nevinzal, a different Makoros, that he said that ideally even there should be 10 steps going up. That doesn't exist today. But Akadei Kachar, Aliyah LaTorah. But once upon a time, you look at the old shuls, that the bima was very, very high up, and there were quite a few steps that people would go up to be Ola LaTorah. Okay, I'll stop over here.